This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ruben Jr. Arriola. Date of birth, July the 9th, 1968. Case ID number is 661-6294. Date of exam, January the 30th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Altura Centers for Health, dated 11/17/2021. Identifying information, this is a 55-year-old married male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of learning disability / decreased speech / depression / sleep issues, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, gout, comma, high blood pressure, comma, and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2001, where he worked for Toys R Us for 3 months. He states during that time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer with his wife, who is also on disability, and the claimant states he has never been on disability before. He does state that he was in prison for 3 or 4 years. Allegation number one, learning disability / decreased speech / depression / insomnia. Number two, hypercholesterolemia. Number three, gout. Number four, hypertension. And number five, diabetes mellitus. History of allegations, number one, learning disability / decreased speech / depression / insomnia. The claimant states that since the 1990s, he's had a learning disability with decreased speech, depression, and insomnia. The claimant states he suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, depression, comma, occasional panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, and decreased motivation. He denies any problems with violent acts, comma, homicidal acts, comma, decreased appetite, comma, anger issues, comma, or with hygiene, except for the fact that he only brushes his teeth twice a week. He does bathe every day. The claimant was cooperative, pleasant, but was not future-oriented and did not show appropriate help-seeking behavior. His mental status was low, and he did not appear to be well-kept, and he was wearing clothes that appeared to be somewhat old. He was cooperative but had decreased eye contact and and his alertness was decreased. He was oriented to place, time, situation, and person. The claimant did finish high school with a diploma but started college and was unable to get through the first semester because of his grades being too low. His speech is within normal limits. He does have some difficulty with clarity, and his speech tone was sad and slow. He has some difficulty with articulation secondary to a cerebral vascular accident, which occurred in 1998, causing left facial weakness with decrease in his articulation of his speech. The claimant has a mild dysphagia. His memory was also decreased, but his thought processes appeared to be normal. He denies any hallucinations or any sign of suicidal attempts or ideation in the past. He's been married 7 to 8 years and appears to have a stable marriage at this time. As noted earlier, he was in prison for 3 or 4 years. He denies any substance abuse and is presently taking amitriptyline but unfortunately has not been taking the medication for a while, secondary to lack of funds. Yeah, the claimant has not worked since 2001. His condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number two, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 1990 he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He was started on lovastatin 40 milligrams QD and fenofibrate 130 milligrams QD. He is presently not taking the lovastatin, but is taking the fenofibrate 130 milligrams QD. The claimant did have a cerebral vascular accident in 1998, which affected the left side of his facial muscles and cranial nerves. Five, six, and seven. He does also have some mild dysphagia. He denies any peripheral vascular disease or myocardial infarction in the past. His condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number three, gout. The claimant states that in 1990, he started to suffer from gout, especially of his big toe on both sides. X-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time. He is presently on ibuprofen, 200 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain, and he takes allopurinol, 200 milligrams QD, which does appear to be controlling his gout attacks. He states the only physical activity he does is walking to the laundromat. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, occasionally cooking and helping with the laundry, as well as walking to the laundromat, which is a little bit far for him. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Number four, hypertension. The claimant states in 1990, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, but no headaches or blurred vision. He denies any myocardial infarction, but states that he did have a mild cerebral vascular accident, which caused a left facial weakness. He denies any problems with his kidneys. His blood pressure today was 137 over 77 mmHg. He is presently taking enalapril, 20 milligrams QD, chlorothiazidone, 25 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, and atenolol, 100 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number five, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1990, he was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus type 2. He started to have symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. However, he has had a small stroke, and he does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet. He checks his blood glucose once per week. He does not recall what his last reading was. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.8%, indicating that he's very well controlled. He is presently on glipizide, 5 milligrams BID. which does appear to be controlling his diabetes. Family history. He does not know what his father died of, but he did have diabetes. The mother had diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and died of an aneurysm and dementia. Medications, enalapril, 20 milligrams QD, chlorothalidone, 25 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, allopurinol, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, glipizide, 5 milligrams BID, amitriptyline hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD, phenylfibrate, 130 milligrams QD, atenolol, 100 milligrams QD, lovastatin, 40 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, vitamin D3, 1 PO QD, and a multiple vitamin QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of chronic kidney disease, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, obesity, comma, insomnia, comma, history of cerebral vascular accident with left facial drooling / drooping, which occurred in 1998. The claimant also has problems with the 5th, 6th, and 7th cranial nerves. Diabetes mellitus type 2, non-insulin dependent, gout / hyperuricemia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, learning disability, comma, dysphagia, comma, depression / anxiety, comma, major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2005, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of the use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 251 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 137/77 mmHg, heart rate 59 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 39. General, this is a 55-year-old male. Who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who has decreased memory and is very slow to respond, who presented to my office for a disability examination, HEENT. The claimant has a normocephalic, atraumatic head, no scleroderis with nodal or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant was missing some teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light. However, extraocular movements were slightly decreased. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. The claimant does have a left facial drooping secondary to a cerebral vascular accident, which mildly affected his 5th, 6th, and 7th cranial nerve. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30, pinhole is 20/25, OS uncorrected is 20/20, pinhole is 20/20, binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological. The claimant was alert and was oriented times three and had fairly good eye contact with me. His speech was not completely fluent, and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did not have clear thought processes, and his memory was poor. Concentration was fair, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for cranial nerves 5, 6, and 7, where the left side of his face shows drooping, and he does have some mild dysphagia and appears to have some problems with myoglutination as well. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel tissue exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears but has some difficulty speaking, secondary to mild dysphagia from a cerebral vascular accident. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild gout joint pain of his toes, which is being treated with allopurinol and appears to be well controlled. The claimant is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, secondary to very mild dysphagia, and has no other restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses: learning disability / decreased speech / depression / insomnia is being treated at this time. Appears to be fairly stable. The claimant is able to communicate, although he did have a small cerebral vascular accident. Allegation number 2, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number 3, hyperuricemia / gout, being treated at this time, appears to be well controlled. Number 4, hypertension - being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 137 over 77 mmHg, which is normal. Number 5, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated at this time with oral medications. Last hemoglobin A1c was 6.8%, which indicates that he is very well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ruben Jr. Arriola.